listening to the New Beginnings Chiropractic and Life Coaching Podcast with Dr. John Baker, where we are dedicated to serving corrective care chiropractors, their staff, and mankind with multiple layers of excellent service, knowledge, and love as we continually inspire some of the happiest, most prosperous people in healthcare on our planet.
Hello and happy day to you. If you've been working on loving yourself more, then you clearly have been loving others more. And if you're loving others more, you get to love yourself even more. And when you love yourself more, you get to love others even more, which allows you to do the four things in business that we think about, CAs and DCs. One, serve more people. Two, work less hours. Three, make more money. Four, have more fun. We've got to remember it happens in that order. We have to serve more people. And if we serve more people, we certainly should get more efficient, more effective, and more loving, which allows us to do it in less time. If you started a job and it took you 40 hours to do it in the first 90 days, I'd have to imagine a job of service, such as what you do, CAs, and we do, DCs, you'd be able to do the same 40-hour result in 36 hours in a short period, much better. And eventually in 32 hours, much better than you ever did it in 40. And eventually in 28 hours. And eventually, who knows, maybe you will be on the phone giving direction. Maybe you will be creating a podcast that will go to hundreds, thousands. Watch this. Hundreds of thousands, feel it, millions. Imagine the difference you could make if you thought bigger. And to think bigger, one of the key ingredients is you've got to love yourself better. You've got to understand the pieces. Passionate discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. To continually create the best version of yourself in a world that's constantly trying to make you a watered-down version of someone else, you've got to do as good as you can till you know better. And the moment you know better, you've got to do better. The journey to freedom starts with passionately embracing and enjoying the journey. Therefore, you are instantly free the moment you choose to enjoy the journey, not when you get there. How about you choose to enjoy the journey right now? Folks, you were designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, and endowed with the seeds of greatness. A great accomplishment shouldn't be the end of the road. It should just be the starting point for the next leap forward on the road. And to do that, as CAs, as DCs, as husbands, as wives, as moms, as dads, as children, we have to remember some rules. We have to remember that a mediocre teacher tells. A good teacher explains. A superior teacher demonstrates. But the greatest of all teachers inspires. Don't you think you could be more inspirational to yourself so that you could be more inspirational to your family? So that you could be more inspirational to your fellow staff members, so that you could all be more inspirational to your patients. If you have the strange, archaic thought that your technique is the key, take a look at the people who taught you your technique and the levels of effectiveness they had. See, if we're constantly evolving, if we're constantly getting better, we've got to think better. We've got to dress better. We've got to look better. In everything we do, we're representing excellence. Well, Dr. Baker, don't I get a chance just to go a couple days without shaving and bathing? No! Who would go to a doctor or a CA who looked like that? Well, what about the weekend? Well, let me ask you this. If you dress for success during the week, why would you dress for something less on the weekend? Well, I want to be comfortable. Be comfortable dressing for success. Be comfortable being well-groomed. Be comfortable representing excellence. You can't take somebody serious who goes to an event, whether it's church, a meeting, lunch, and looks homeless. You just can't. You can't. I get it in society. People are all convinced that, well, some of the most inspirational influencers do it. Do they? Do they? Take a look at them when they're on the red carpet. Do they look homeless? Take a look at them. And remember this, they entertain. You're in the life-saving business. Folks, think like a lifesaver. Dress like a lifesaver. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. And very small minds discuss people. At the last function you were at, maybe at the last time you had lunch or a meeting with your office, what were you discussing? Because great minds discuss ideas, how to minimize people's suffering. Average minds discuss events. Well, we've got this event coming up next week, and it's going to be so much fun, and we're going to do this, we're going to do this, watch this. Small minds discuss people. Well, last week, Mary was very unhappy with the care she received in the office. Folks, the price of greatness is responsibility. Next level responsibility. Next level responsibility. What do you say about yourself, CAs? CAs, are you one of the best of the best of the best? When somebody says, what do you do for a living? Do you say, well, I'm a receptionist at a doctor's office. Well, I'm a chiropractic assistant who helps transport people from where they are to where they dreamed of going. See, there's a big difference in your words. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way over and over and over. The price of greatness is responsibility, the ability to have a good response. Dress for success, groom for success, talk successful. For the newer doctors, and when I mean newer, I mean anybody new to the system. For the newer CAs, and when I mean new to the system, you might not understand why everything matters, everything counts, and everything affects everything else, but keep asking. If you were to say, I'm terrible at this, do you think you'll really get better? What if you said, I'm really good at this, and I can be so much better? What if you said great things about yourself? I'm the best. I'm the best. I hope every CA thinks they're the CA of the year and strives for it. I hope every DC thinks they're the DC of the year and strives for it. I hope every team believes they're absolutely the best and strives to be better. You see, there's no ending. When you really, really do it, you're always going to get better. See? You're always going to get better, and be okay saying something that maybe you don't feel comfortable with until you do feel comfortable with it. When a patient would ask, when I was in practice, how much is a visit? You know, maybe socially somebody would ask, or a patient would even ask, how much is a visit? I'd say $10,000, and I'd see this bewildered look in their eyes. And before they said anything, I'd say, oh, you said, how much does it cost? I thought you said, how much is it worth? See? Say things that empower you to be better. Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I'm the fastest man. I'm so fast that last night I turned off the light switch in my hotel room and was in bed before it was dark. I get it that somebody who's not really in love with life, well, that's impossible. The speed of light is na-na-na-na-na. How about laughing? Just going, my gosh, that's funny. How about trying it? How about trying it? See, what do you consistently tell yourself about yourself? Again, if you are the author of your book, the director of your movie, the star of your show, how about you improve the things you think about yourself so you can improve the things you say about yourself so you can improve yourself? Folks, the world needs what you have. And the happiest people make sure they always have three things: something to do, someone to love, and something to look forward to. And I get it. If you do not have someone to love right now, you may be thinking we're talking about a mate, but it could be your creator. It could be your creator. And I don't know that I do not believe that any of you are atheist. If you are, I apologize, but I don't. But you've got to find something to love, something to do. Something to do is so fun. People who say, well, I'm just going to spend the weekend just laying around doing nothing. I get it. You may convince yourself that's something to do, but how productive is that? Well, I need rest after such a long week. No, you need to fall in love with what you do so you cannot wait for Monday. See, you cannot wait for Monday. I get it that my family sometimes on Sunday would hear me say, whew, tomorrow's Monday, TGIM, TGIM. And we'd always have a great time on Saturday, and so we'd have a great time every day. I get super amped up about Monday. Mondays. Thank God it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. Say it all day. Thank God on Monday. It's thank God it's Monday. Patients would go, I know, Dr. Baker, thank God it's Monday. That's a start. Say it with a little more enthusiasm, and that'll be the next level. See, folks, there's rules. And if you live by rules, great rules that have been passed on from generation to generation, success loves action. It answers just about any question. Gosh, I wonder if I should mow the lawn today or do it tomorrow. Well, you know, it might rain. Well, success loves action. Do it today. And if it rains, it gets wet. So what? Live by a set of rules. If you live by rules and you live by your goals, you will live an amazing life that constantly improves in every single way. But if you get hung up living life, so busy living life. Well, I couldn't mow the lawn, it rained. I couldn't do this because of that. I couldn't do this because of that. Well, the kid's soccer game was changed. And you live a life of excuses. In other words, you live life. You'll never have time for goals. You'll never have time for greatness. You'll never have time for freedom. And the saddest thing of all, you'll never have time to really love yourself, which means you'll never really love anybody else. If I had to choose between breathing and loving you, I would use my last breath to tell you how much I love serving you. Thank you for allowing that. Baker out, but Baker all in for you.
Thank you for listening to the New Beginnings podcast. To learn more about New Beginnings and our three levels of coaching, head to our website at chiropracticlifecoaching.com. While you're there, be sure to grab our free PDF titled Directional Communication, where we'll give you simple, step-by-step instructions that you can implement this week in your office to improve your doctor-patient communication so your patients will get the message and gladly pay for care. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Get ready to serve more people, work less hours, make more money, and have more fun.